God is the one who lives forever and ever. In the beginning, God created the universe. He made heaven and everything in it, the earth and everything on it, and the ocean and everything in it. God created people in His own image. He created them male and female. God blessed them, saying, "Have lots of children. Increase in number. Spread throughout the earth. Conquer the world and take authority over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every creature that crawls on the face of the earth." The Lord God put them in the Garden of Eden. He said, "You are allowed to eat the fruit from every tree in the garden, except one. Do not eat anything from the tree that causes people to know the difference between right and wrong. You must never eat the fruit of that tree. If you ever do, you will most certainly die." But later, the snake, Satan, the devil, said to the woman, "That's not true. You will not die." She took some of its fruit and ate it. Then she gave some to her husband. He ate it too. And God said to Adam, "Because you listened to your wife, and you ate some of the fruit which I commanded you not to eat, the earth is now condemned. It's your fault. As long as you live, you'll have to work hard to make it produce enough food for you. You are dirt, and you will return to the dirt." After this, the Lord God said, "The man now knows the difference between right and wrong. He must no longer be allowed to reach out and take fruit from the tree of life and continue to live forever." So the Lord God sent him away from the Garden of Eden to plow the ground from which he had been shaped. And God drove out the man and his wife. Every person who sins is breaking God's law. Sin is breaking God's law. Since the beginning, the devil has been sinning. He does not stand with the truth because there is no truth in him. When he tells a lie, he is only talking naturally because he is a liar and the father of lies. The person who continues to sin belongs to the devil. Everyone has sinned and is far away from God's glory. Sin came into the world through one man, and death came into the world through sin. In this way, death spread to all men because all sinned. Every person who continues to sin is a slave of sin. The pay you get for sinning is death. Turn to the true living God. He is the one who made the land, the sea, the sky, and everything which is in them. In the past, God let all the nations do what they wanted, but God did things to prove that He is real. He does good things for you. He gives you rain from the sky and good harvests at the right times. He gives you plenty of food and fills your hearts with joy. God's sun shines upon good people and bad people. It rains upon the people who do right and upon those who do wrong. We know that false gods really don't exist. There is only one true God. There are gods in heaven and on earth, many gods and many lords, but they are not real. To us, there is only one God, the Father. He is the source of everything. We live for Him. God appeared to Abraham and said to him, "Leave your country and your relatives. Go to another country. I will show you where to go." When Abraham was almost 100 years old, God promised Abraham that he would have as many descendants as the stars in the sky, and that God would use him to bless all people on earth. Abraham believed the Lord, and so the Lord declared him a righteous man. God promised that He would give the land to Abraham and his descendants. It would belong to them. This was before Abraham had any children. This is what God said to him: "Your descendants will live as strangers in another country. The people there will make them slaves and do evil things to them for 400 years. I will judge that nation which will make them slaves." And God also said, "After those things happen, your children will come out of that country to worship me in this place." God made an agreement with Abraham. The sign of this agreement was circumcision. And so when Abraham had a son, Abraham circumcised him when he was 8 days old. His son's name was Isaac. Isaac also circumcised his son Jacob, and Jacob did the same for his sons. God made his people great during the time that they lived in Egypt as strangers. In Egypt, the Jewish nation grew larger in number. The promise which God made to Abraham was soon to come true. There were more and more Jews in Egypt. Then a different king began to rule over Egypt. This king cheated the Jewish people. He persecuted them. He forced them to put their babies outdoors to die. During this time, Moses was born. He was no ordinary baby. For 3 months they took care of Moses in his father's house. When they put Moses outside, Pharaoh's daughter took him in. She raised him as if he were her own son. The Egyptians taught Moses everything they knew. He was powerful in the things he said and did. Moses was in the desert on Mount Sinai. An angel appeared to him in the flame of a burning bush. When Moses saw this, he was amazed. He went nearer to look at it more closely. He heard a voice. It was the Lord's. The Lord God said, "I am the same God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob." Moses began to shake with fear. He was afraid to look at the bush. The Lord said to him, "I have seen my people suffer much in Egypt. I have heard my people moaning. I have come down to rescue them, and now, Moses, I am sending you back to Egypt." God brought them out of that country with great power. Moses led the people out. He did powerful things and miracles in Egypt, at the Red Sea, and in the desert for 40 years. At Mount Sinai, Moses received commands from God which still live. Moses gave these commands to the Jews. But most of the Jewish people didn't want to obey Moses. They rejected him. In their hearts, they wanted to go back to Egypt. The Jews said to Aaron, "Make us some gods to lead us." The people made an idol which looked like a calf. Then they brought sacrifices to it. The people were very happy with what they had made with their own hands. But God turned against them. He stopped trying to change their hearts. They were worshiping the sun, the moon, and the stars. Later, Joshua led the Jewish people to capture the lands of the other nations. They went in, and God drove those people out. God destroyed 7 nations in the land of Canaan, giving their land to his people. All of this happened in about 450 years. After this, God gave judges to the Jewish people until the time of Samuel the prophet. Then the people asked for a king. God gave them Saul, the son of Kish. Saul was from the tribe of Benjamin. He was king for 40 years. After God removed Saul for disobeying him, he made David their king. God was very pleased with David. God said, "David is the man I like. He will do all the things I want him to do." The Lord is the God who made the whole world and everything in it. He is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. He doesn't live in temples which men build. This God is the one who gives men life, breath, and everything else. He doesn't need any help from men. God has everything he needs. God started with one man. He made all the different people in the world to live everywhere. God decided exactly when and where they must live. He wanted the people to look for him. Perhaps they could search all around for him and find him. He is not far from any of us. Therefore, we are God's children. So you must not think that God is something like what man imagines or makes out of silver or stone. In the past, although man didn't understand God, God ignored this. But now, God commands every person in the world to change his heart. God has set a day when he will judge the whole world. The evil people will go off into eternal punishment, but the good people will go into eternal life. John said, "And I saw a great white throne, and the one who was sitting on it. The earth and the sky ran away from his face, but they could not find any place to hide. I saw dead people, important and unimportant. They were standing in front of the throne. Books were opened, and another book, the book of life, was opened. The dead were judged from the things which had been written in the books, according to the way they had lived. The ocean yielded the dead people who were in it. Death and Hades yielded the dead people who were in them. Each person was judged by the way he had lived. Death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. The second death is the same thing as the lake of fire. If someone's name was not found in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. God wants all men to be saved and to begin understanding the truth. The gracious love of God has appeared to save all mankind. The Lord is not slow to keep his promise. No, he is patient with you. He wants everyone to find room for a change in their hearts. He doesn't want anyone to be lost. The day of the Lord will come suddenly, like a robber. The heavens will pass away with a whizzing noise. The elements will be destroyed with heat. The earth and every force in it will be gone. If someone doesn't believe in God, he cannot please God, because the person who comes to God must believe that he lives. That person must also believe that God will give rewards to the people who are searching for him. God has set a day when he will judge the whole world. He will be fair, using a man to do this. He chose this man a long time ago. God proved it to everyone by raising that man from death. God treats everyone the same. God accepts any person who worships him and does what is right. It doesn't matter what race a person comes from. God has spoken to the sons of Israel. He sent them the good news that peace has come through Jesus the Messiah, who is the Lord of all men. The news about this salvation has been sent to us. Do you know what occurred all over Judea? It began in Galilee after John preached to the people about immersion in water. You know about Jesus from Nazareth. God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and power. Jesus went everywhere doing good things for people. He healed everyone who was ruled by the devil. God was with Jesus. The apostles saw all of the things that he did in Judea and in Jerusalem. But Jesus was killed. Roman soldiers nailed him to a cross. The Jews living in Jerusalem and the Jewish leaders did not realize that Jesus was the Redeemer. The words that the prophet wrote about the Messiah were read to the Jews every Sabbath day, but they didn't understand. The Jewish leaders condemned the Messiah. When they did this, they made the words of the prophets come true. They couldn't find any real reason why he should die, yet they asked Pilate to kill him. These Jews did all the things that the scriptures said about him. Then they took him down from the cross of wood and put him in a tomb. But God raised him up from death. After this, for many days, Jesus was seen by the people who had gone with him from Galilee to Jerusalem. They are now his witnesses to the people. We are telling you the good news. God made a promise to Abraham and his descendants. We are their descendants, and God has made this promise come true for us. God did this by raising Jesus from death. On the third day after his death, God raised Jesus to life. God allowed a few people to see him clearly. Jesus was not seen by all of the people, only the witnesses whom God has already chosen. They saw him. The apostles are those witnesses. They ate and drank with Jesus after he was raised from death. Jesus commanded them to preach to the people. He told them to tell us that he is the one whom God chose to be the judge of all people, living or dead. Every person who commits himself to Jesus will be forgiven through the authority of Jesus. All the prophets say that this is true. You must understand what we're telling you. You can have forgiveness of your sins through this man. The law of Moses could not make you right with God, but everyone who believes the good news is made right. The good news for us is this: Jesus carried our sins in his body on the cross. His wounds were used to heal us. Jesus came to his own people, but most of the Jewish people would not accept him. But he gave the right to become God's children to others who did accept him, to those who believe in his name.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became human and lived among us for a while. We saw his glory, the kind of glory like that of the Father's one and only Son, full of gracious love and truth.
Why did the Son of God appear? To destroy the devil's works. Jesus wanted to use death to destroy the devil who has the power of death. He also wanted to set all people free from the slavery of fearing death all their lives. Jesus offered himself to God for the forgiveness of the sins of the people. He came to find lost people and to save them. Even though Jesus was God's Son, Jesus learned to obey from the things he suffered. After Jesus was made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for everyone who will obey him. Jesus is God's Lamb who takes away the world's sin. His blood has set us free. Christians have the forgiveness of sins. Jesus Christ said, "If you stay with my teaching, you are truly my followers. You will find out the truth, and the truth will set you free." While we were still helpless and ungodly, Christ died for us at exactly the right time. Almost no one would die for another person, even a good person. However, someone might dare to die for a good man. But God reassures us of his love for us in this way. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since Christ's blood has made us right with God, we will be saved even more from God's punishment through Christ. We were God's enemies, but the death of his Son was used to make us God's friends. Now that we have become friends of God, we will be saved even more by Christ's life. God uses Christ to bring us back to himself. When God was bringing the people of the world back to himself in Christ, he was not counting their sins against them. God gave the apostles the message about how he brings men back to himself. In the past, you did evil things. You were strangers and enemies of God in your mind. But now, Christ's physical body has brought you back to God through death. He wanted to present you holy, spotless, and without guilt before him. Salvation does not come from you. It is God's gift. It does not come from human effort. If that were true, someone could brag about earning it. Salvation did not come from any good deeds that we did. No, it came by God's mercy. I am not ashamed of the good news because it is God's power for saving anyone who believes it. Jews first, then non-Jews. There is one God. There is one go-between between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. The only way anyone can come to the Father is through me." Jesus is the only one who can save people. His authority is the only power given to the world by which we can be saved. Though Jesus suffered the pains of death, God set him free. God raised Jesus up from death. It was impossible for death to hold him. Christ never sinned. The Father has life in himself. In the same way, he gave life to the Son to have in himself. The Father gave the Son authority to judge because he is the Son of Man. Don't be surprised at this, because the time is coming when everyone in the graves will hear the voice of the Son of God. They will come out of the graves. Those who lived right will rise to life. But those who did evil things will rise for judgment. Jesus said, "The person who rejects me and does not accept my words has something to condemn him, the very message which I spoke. That message will condemn him on the last day. A person must continue to follow only the teaching of Christ. If anyone goes beyond Christ's teaching, then he does not have God. God loved the people of the world so much that he gave up his only Son. Every person who commits himself to Jesus will not be destroyed. Instead, that person will have eternal life." Jesus said, "I told you that you would die in your sins. If you don't believe that I am the one, you will die in your sins. If all of you don't change your hearts, then you will be destroyed. So change your hearts. Come back to God so that he may wipe out your sins. Change your lives and do good things. This will show that you have truly changed your hearts. Surely you know that God's kindness is meant to lead you to a change of heart." Near the end of Jesus' life on earth, he asked his apostles, "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus says to us, "If anyone confesses in front of other people that he believes in me, then I will speak for him in front of my Father in heaven. But if anyone is ashamed of me in front of people, then I will be ashamed of him in front of my Father in heaven." One of the last things that Jesus said to his apostles was this: "When you have gone into the whole world, preach the good news to all mankind. The person who believes it and is immersed in water will be saved, but the person who doesn't believe it will be condemned." About 10 days later, Peter preached the truth to a large group of people in Jerusalem. When the people heard this, they felt a sharp, cutting pain in their conscience. They asked Peter and the other apostles, "What should we do, brothers?" Then Peter answered, "Change your hearts, and each one of you must be immersed in water by the authority of Jesus the Messiah, so that your sins may be forgiven. Then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Then those people who accepted what Peter said were immersed. On that day, about 3,000 people were added. Paul was told this: "Now don't wait any longer. Rise up, get yourself immersed, and get your sins washed away, trusting in his name." Though he had not eaten for 3 days, he was immersed before he ate. In Philippi, a jailer asked Paul and Silas, "Men, what must I do to be saved?" They said to him, "Commit yourself to the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and all the people living in your house." So Paul and Silas told the story of the Lord Jesus to the jailer and to all the people in his house. It was late at night, but the jailer took Paul and Silas and washed their wounds. The jailer and all of his people were immersed in water right away. After this, the jailer took Paul and Silas and gave them some food. All of the people were very happy because they now trusted in God. Paul said to the Christians in Rome, "You know that all of us were immersed into Christ Jesus in water. Don't you know that we were immersed into his death? So, through immersion, we were buried with him into death. Christ was raised from death through the glory of the Father. In the same way, we will live a new life." Jesus said, "Listen, I stand at the door. I am knocking. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come inside with him. We will have dinner together. If you're thirsty, come to me and drink. Let the person who is thirsty come. Let him take as much of the living water as he wants." Jesus came to the apostles and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, after you've gone out, make followers for me from all nations. Immerse them in water by the authority of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach them to obey everything I commanded you. Remember, I will always be with you, even until the end of time." Jesus said, "Listen, I am coming soon. The reward I have is with me. I will pay back each person according to the way he lived. No one knows when that exact time will be. The angels in heaven don't know it. Jesus didn't know it. Only the Heavenly Father knows. Not everyone who says to Jesus, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only the person who does what my Heavenly Father wants will enter it. So, put first God's kingdom and what is right."
Who created everything?
God created the universe. He is the one who made the land, the sea, the sky, and everything which is in them.
Do human beings come from God or, as the theory of evolution states, from lower life forms?
The Bible says that God first created Adam. Every human being is made in the image of God. All of us have descended from Adam and Eve, not from animals.
What did God warn the man and the woman not to do in the Garden of Eden?
God said to them, "Do not eat anything from the tree that causes people to know the difference between right and wrong."
What would happen if they did?
The Lord God said that they would most certainly die.
Who tempted the woman?
The snake, or Satan, the devil.
What lie did Satan use to trick the woman?
Satan said, "That's not true. You will not die."
What is sin?
Sin is breaking God's law, 1 John 3:4.
What was the first sin?
Disobeying God's direct command when Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit in the Garden of Eden.
How did God punish Adam and his wife?
God drove them out of the Garden of Eden. From then on, they had to work for a living.
Who has sinned?
Everyone has sinned and is far away from God's glory.
How did sin come into the world?
Sin came into the world through Adam and Eve.
How did death come into the world?
Death came into the world through sin. In this way, death has spread to everyone. Everyone does wrong.
If one continues to sin, what does that mean?
Well, it means that he is a slave to sin.
What happens if someone continues to sin?
The pay that he or she will eventually get for a life of sin is eternal death.
How do we know that God is good?
God does good things for everybody. He gives us rain from the sky and good harvests at precise times. He gives us plenty of food and fills our hearts with joy. God's sun shines upon good and bad people. It rains upon those who do right and upon those who do wrong.
Is there only one God?
Yes, there is only one true God.
To whom did God make a promise?
Abraham. God promised that Abraham would have as many descendants as the stars in the sky. God also promised Abraham that God would use him to bless all nations on earth.
What caused God to declare that Abraham was a righteous man?
It was because Abraham simply trusted in the Lord. So God simply declared Abraham to be a righteous man.
What did God ask Abraham to do?
To be circumcised. This was a physical symbol which sealed the covenant between God and Abraham.
How long were Abraham's descendants to be in the strange land?
For about 400 years.
Who was Abraham's promised son?
Isaac.
Who was Isaac's younger son who received the blessing instead of his older brother?
Jacob.
From what land did God rescue his people?
From the land of Egypt.
What happened when the new king took control of Egypt?
After the favorable kings of Egypt died, sometime after Joseph, a different type of pharaoh arose who persecuted the Jewish people. For example, he forced them to put their baby boys outdoors and leave them to die.
Did God care about the Jewish people while they were suffering in Egypt?
Yes, very much. God exclaimed, "I have seen my people suffer much in Egypt. I have heard my people moaning. I have come down to rescue them."
What man led the Jewish people out of Egypt?
Moses.
How many years did Moses lead God's people?
40 years in the desert.
On what mountain did God give his commands to Moses?
Mount Sinai.
Where did most of the Jews want to go?
Back to Egypt. The majority did not want to obey Moses.
Who was Aaron?
The brother of Moses. Aaron was a good speaker, according to Exodus 7:1.
Why did God turn against his people?
Because they continued to revert to idolatry, that is, worship other gods.
What were the Jews worshiping?
The golden calf, the sun, the moon, the stars.
Who led the Jewish people to conquer the land of Canaan?
Joshua, a great military leader.
How many years passed before all the land of Canaan was given to them?
All of this happened in about 450 years.
Who was the first Jewish king?
Saul, the son of Kish. He was a very tall man.
Why did God replace Saul after 40 years?
God removed Saul from being king because Saul had disobeyed God.
What did God like about David?
Young David was a man after God's own heart. God knew that David would obey him.
Where does God live?
God does not live in temples which are built by men. God is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. He made the whole world and everything in it.
Does God need anything?
No. God doesn't need any help from human beings. He has everything he needs.
Can the true God be found?
Yes, but he wants people to search for him. He is not far from any of us.
In the past, before Jesus came, what did God ignore?
Although mankind did not understand God, God overlooked this until he could send his Son Jesus into the world.
What has God commanded every person to do now?
Now, God commands every person in the world to change his whole attitude, to change his heart.
What will happen on the judgment day?
God has set a day when he will judge the whole world. Evil people will go off into eternal punishment, but the good people will go into eternal life.
What is the book of life?
On the judgment day, certain books will be opened. One of them is the book of life, which contains the names of righteous people who will enjoy living in heaven forever.
What happens to you if your name is not found in the book of life?
You will be thrown into the lake of fire, or hell.
What is the second death?
That is another name for the lake of fire. It is the eternal separation from God forever.
Does God want to condemn anyone?
No. God wants all people to be saved and to begin understanding the truth.
What is required of a person who comes to God?
Faith. Anyone who sincerely comes to God must believe that God lives. He exists. He really matters.
Whom did God raise from death?
Jesus of Nazareth.
Who is the Lord of all people?
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Does it matter what color a person's skin is?
Not at all. God treats everyone the same. God accepts any person who worships him and does what is right. It doesn't matter what race a person comes from.
Who is Pilate?
Pontius Pilate was the Roman governor at that time.
How was Jesus killed?
He was executed. He was crucified, that is, nailed to a cross.
Who nailed Jesus to the cross?
Some Roman soldiers.
How long was Jesus dead?
Parts of 3 days.
Who saw Jesus after he was raised from death?
The apostles and more than 500 eyewitnesses, 1 Corinthians 15:6.
Can following the law of Moses make anyone right with God?
No. One can only be in the right relationship with God through Jesus Christ, John 14:6.
What will happen to anyone who truly commits himself to Jesus?
You can receive forgiveness of all your sins.
Through whom does this forgiveness come?
Only through Jesus Christ.
Why did Jesus come?
To destroy the devil's works. Jesus came to find lost people and to save them. Jesus wants to set all people free from the slavery of fearing death all their lives.
Who had the power of death before Jesus came?
Satan. But Jesus is stronger than death.
What did Jesus learn from his own suffering?
Even Jesus learned to obey from the things that he suffered on earth.
Who has been forgiven by God?
Christians, the followers of Christ.
Who are the true followers of Jesus?
Those who really stay with his teaching.
Why did Jesus have to die?
To put us right with God by offering his blood as a sacrifice.
Can anyone earn salvation? Does anyone deserve it?
No, to both questions. Salvation does not come from you. It is God's gift. It does not come from human effort. If that were true, someone could brag about earning it. Salvation did not come from any good deeds that we did. No, it came by God's mercy.
What is God's power for saving any person who believes?
The good news about Jesus. It is the power of God for saving anyone who believes it.
Who made it possible for us to be made right with God?
There is only one mediator between God and all mankind, the man Christ Jesus.
Who is the only one who can save people?
Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. The only way that anyone can come to the Father is through me."
Why was it impossible for death to hold Jesus?
Sin results in death, but Jesus never sinned. Therefore, Satan never had any power over Jesus.
What shows that God loves us?
God loved the people of the world so much that he gave up his only Son. Every person who commits himself to Jesus will not be destroyed. Instead, that person will have eternal life.
What would happen to you if you rejected Jesus and you did not accept what he says?
If you don't believe that Jesus is the Messiah, then you will die in your sins. If you don't change your heart, you will be destroyed.
What shows that a person has truly changed his heart?
Changing your life and doing good things. This will show that you have truly changed your heart.
What were the words of Peter's confession?
He said to Jesus, "You are the Messiah, or Christ, the Son of the living God."
What did Jesus say that one must do to be saved?
Jesus said, "When you have gone into the whole world, proclaim the good news to all mankind. The person who believes it and is immersed will be saved, but the person who doesn't believe it will be condemned."
What is the purpose of changing your heart and being immersed?
So that your sins may be forgiven. Then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
When you are completely sure of what God wants you to do, how soon should you do it?
Immediately. Don't wait.
How does one come into Christ?
The Apostle Paul said, "You know that all of us have been immersed into Christ Jesus. Don't you know that we were immersed into his death? So, through immersion, we were buried with him into death."
Jesus told the apostles to make followers for Jesus from all nations. After that, what three things did Jesus say?
Well, Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, after you've gone out, 1, make followers for me from all nations. 2, immerse them by the authority of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And 3, teach them to obey everything I commanded you. Remember, I will always be with you, even until the end of time."
When is Jesus coming back?
Soon. But no one, except God, knows when that exact time will be.
Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling, calling for you. Watching for you and for me.
Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of the living God, and God proved it to everyone by raising that man from death.